Blackstone Audio presents The Three Stigmata of Palmer Eldritch by Philip K. Dick. I mean, after all, you have to consider we're only made out of dust. That's admittedly not much to go on, and we shouldn't forget that. But even considering, I mean, it's a sort of bad beginning, we're not doing too bad. So I personally have faith that even in this lousy situation we're faced with, we can make it. You get me? From an interoffice audio memo circulated to pre-fash level consultants at Perky Pat Layouts, Incorporated, dictated by Leo Bolero immediately on his return from Mars. Chapter 1. His head unnaturally aching, Barney Mayerson awoke to find himself in an unfamiliar bedroom in an unfamiliar Connapt building. Beside him, the covers up to her bare, smooth shoulders, an unfamiliar girl slept on, breathing lightly through her mouth, her hair a tumble of cotton-like white. "I'll bet I'm late for work," he said to himself, slid from the bed, and tottered to a standing position with eyes shut, keeping himself from being sick. For all he knew, he was several hours' drive from his office. Perhaps he was not even in the United States. However, he was on Earth. The gravity that made him sway was familiar and normal. And there in the next room by the sofa, a familiar suitcase, that of his psychiatrist, Dr. Smile. Barefoot, he padded into the living room and seated himself by the suitcase. He opened it, clicked switches, and turned on Dr. Smile. Meters began to register, and the mechanism hummed. "Where am I?" Barney asked it. "And how far am I from New York?" That was the main point. He saw now a clock on the wall of the apt's kitchen. The time was 7:30 a.m. Not late at all. The mechanism...